Time to bring in Mike Cozzi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. Let's go right to the scoreboard where Cleveland beat Pittsburgh 21-7. A big fight at the end of the game. Not that I was watching, but I'm reading about it now.
Yeah, I saw the highlights of that this morning.
Was that better than the highlights for the game?
I didn't watch the game.
Okay.
There's a fine line between playing in the NFL and going to jail, so... Well, last night, the jail people came out.
Well, you won. You won last night, so yay for you. And now we get to pick this week's games.
Yeah, it's a plethora of trash.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you won with the Browns, so let me go first here and just blow through this as quick as possible. Boy, you're right. This is a plethora of trash. I will take the... I will take the Eagles over the Patriots.
Are you drunk?
I'm just going for it now. I'll take the 49ers over the Cardinals. And I'll take the Saints over the Buccaneers.
All right. You're really taking the Eagles over the Patriots?
I don't know why. It just struck me that they're... They can score points. I know the Patriots supposedly have a great defense, but I'll still stick with it.
Okie doke.
It just came into my mind. Take that game. I don't know why.
Take that game. Learn that poem.
That's right. So who do you have?
My weekly pick against the Dolphins. I'm taking Buffalo over Miami.
All right.
Minnesota over Denver.
Yeah.
And I'm finishing up with Oakland over Cincinnati. So like I said, it's mainly picks against teams, not picks on teams.
Yeah. Hey.
Because the NFL is a disaster.
It is. Hey, the Knicks won a game last night.
Yeah, I know. Isn't the stock market closed today because of that?
They won a game, and it was Porzingis back in town to play against the Knicks. And they won 106-103. They're now 3-9.
What a mistake. They won a game.
Yeah.
There goes the first-round draft pick that they can screw up again next year.
And I want to know who was in goal for the Rangers last night.
Why, did the Rangers showed up in a big way?
They played the Lightning, right?
Yeah, the Lightning's one of the better teams in the league.
Well, Lightning beat them 9-3.
That's all? 9-3. I have to look. I got to see it. I'm betting it was the Civ.
Let me take a look here. I'm going to click on the game.
Because I don't think he played the game before that they won in overtime. I don't think he played that game. So it might have been the Civ's time to play.
I'm looking at this right now. Lundqvist.
There it is.
Lundqvist Civ. Gave
the
up.
The Queen was in between the pipes last night.
Well, it says they both played. It doesn't say which one played...
Gorgiev started.
Yeah.
And Gorgiev started and
gave up five.
Five goals on 21 shots, and then the relief pitcher came in and gave up four goals on 15 shots. So one had an 80% save percentage, and the other one had a 78% save percentage.
Oof.
That's called throwing gasoline on a fire, ain't it?
Maybe they should go join the Mets bullpen.
Maybe they should just play the game with an empty net and six skaters.
That's right.
Like I said, and it's standing true, the Rangers will never win a Stanley Cup when Lundqvist is a goalie.
All right. Where else
nine
we...
Nine goals. Yeah. Man, that's pitiful.
Yeah, that's very bad. When you can't stop the bleeding, that's three goals a period. Come on.
The MVP awards were given out last night.
Mm-hmm.
Bellinger won his, and the hapless Dodgers had themselves another MVP. First one since 2014. They act like they haven't had one since 1914. That's only 5 years. And Mike Trout beat Bregman to win his third MVP award. And they say that these things are done before the playoffs, but you can't tell me that they were with the Bregman performance in the postseason affecting him to fall to Trout in this year's MVP voting. Because I don't think Trout should have got it. Bregman had a better regular season, but he was god-awful in the postseason.
Well, that's The whole thing with Trout, he's, you know, I think for his whole career, he's either been one, two, or three in the vote getting for MVP.
Oh, he's the best player.
Yeah.
He's been the best player every year, and you can't give it to him every year. And anytime he slumps and hits about 320,
I know.
They give it to somebody else.
Yeah. That's, I thought this year that they would because he missed so much of the last part of the season that they could have used that as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
But. You can't say anything bad about him because he is probably the best player in baseball.
He definitely is.
Yeah.
I mean, he reminds me a lot of Mickey Mantle, and he just does his job. He's a power hitter. He can run. He can throw. He's the best the best all around player in baseball.
And he's had his chances to leave the Angels, and he's never done it.
Nope.
Stayed with
he's a loyal player. He's going to be there for his career.
What's
to the dismay of Yankee fans?
Well, they don't need another bat. They need pitchers.
They need everything, according to them. Every player on every team should be traded to the Yankees. I heard some Yankee fans talking the other night, and they said they're going to get Lindor from the Indians, and they're going to get this guy from that team and this guy from another. What makes you think that these teams are going to get rid of these players? Just because they come up as free agency, automatically the Yankees are going to get them? You really think the Cleveland Indians is going to let Lindor walk away? Really? You really think that? Boy, oh boy, talk about entitlement. If you look up entitlement in an encyclopedia, it says the first words are Yankee fans.
Well, we'll see what happens, but it's just too early for me to go into all that stuff that people, who's going to get who, what, when, where, and why, especially after you saw what happened when the finals last year when everybody could do a lot of trades and not many people did. So
yeah, I mean, according to them, they're going to get Lindor, Mookie Betts, and I don't know who else. Where's Mookie Betts going to play, on top of Judge's shoulders?
I know.
I mean, they make no sense. Yeah. These people make no sense.
All right. Any horse racing for this weekend for you?
We got one race. We dug up one. It's at Churchill Downs tomorrow. It's the 10th race on the card. It's the Grade 3 River City, a mile and an eighth on the grass. Top pick in here is going to be the 4-horse, Mr. Misunderstood. 5 starts at Churchill on the turf, 1-4 with a third. 5-2 morning line with Giroux. He's going to be my top play. My second choice in the race is going to be the 6 Space Mountain. He's another horse that likes the course. 7 starts with 3 wins and a second. And he beat Misunderstood 2 back at River Park in September. And we're going to round it out with the 8 horse, Get Western. This horse is another horse that likes the track with 4 starts, 2 wins and a third. So 3 horses for courses, box them up in the exact and a try. Bet the longest one to win, and you should cash a ticket on that tomorrow. So one race this weekend at Churchill Downs, that's it. We're going to have a big weekend coming up after Thanksgiving. There'll be some big stakes that weekend. So right now it's a little slim, but we found one for tomorrow.
All right. And there's not much else to talk about in sports?
Not much. I mean, they still keep hitting this Astro stealing sign thing, and it's to me, it's just ridiculous.
Well, to me, it looks like they're out to get somebody for some reason. The league, I don't know why it does.
That's the going thing nowadays.
Yeah, it does, but doesn't it look like that though?
Does it look like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it does.
I mean,
of course it does.
They mentioned two successful managers and a manager who was just hired. They're out to get somebody.
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah. And they say, well, this guy hits so much more at home than on the road. Guess what? I bet you I can go to any team in Major League Baseball and pull up one player on the team or two players on the team that had a much better batting average at home than on the road. So then I guess they can be accused of stealing signs too then, huh?
Mike, just go back to before Major League Baseball was integrated. And I want you to go back and look at the records at how Major League Baseball approached it. You know what they did? They had a workout. I think it was in Boston too, as a matter of fact, where they invited all Negro League players to come and work out. And of course, then baseball did nothing. All right. NFL is doing this right now with Colin Kaepernick, and I think, I don't know what reason MLB is getting involved in this, but MLB is setting somebody up for a fall. That's all. Yeah,
I don't get it.
Either do I.
I don't get it. I mean, look at baseball's team's records. Most of them play a lot better at home than on the road, don't they?
Yep. Absolutely.
So, I mean, you could say, you could accuse anyone of doing anything.
Yep.
But unless you have evidence of it, it means absolutely nothing. So I don't know who the writers or baseball, whoever's initiating this, what they have against the Astros, but somebody has a vendetta out against them.
We'll see. We'll see what supposed proof they come up with.
They're not going to come up with anything. Like I told my friend the other day, you steal a sign. By the time the sign is given to the catcher, and they said, well, somebody puts their arm up over the wall, you think you got that much time to take your eyes off the pitcher to look at somebody in a bullpen and then refocus on a pitch coming at you that's by you in the blink of an eye? How insane are these people? Mm-hmm. You can't. You know what it is? Most of these writers and people that are making these accusations never seen 90 miles an hour in their life. They probably never seen 80 miles an hour in their life on a baseball field. If they did that, maybe they'd realize then what they're talking about is fantasy land.
All right. With that being said, we'll come back here on Monday.
I'll be here.
Right,
I'm anxious to see how your Eagle pick does.
So am I. Okay. Goodbye.
Have a great weekend.
Mike Conte with a check on sports. Here on Robin Hood Radio.